Yo. Yo, it's Justin Bless, man. And we here. Another podcast for your head tops. You feel me? Man, God is good. God is great. My life is good. My life is great. My life is beautiful. Ain't no complaints. You feel me? Hey, man, I hope y'all feeling good. Y'all vibing right. Your frequency is on a high level. And if you're around niggas at the frequency on a low level, get yourself around some real niggas and some good niggas that got your frequency up on a high level. Man. Woo. Oh, man. So blessed, so thankful, so inspired to be here with y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, you already know what you tuned into. The most blessed, the most vulnerable, the most entertaining, most honest, truthful podcast ever. You feel me? And that's the Justin Blessed Podcast. Man, we gonna get right into it, man. Yo, so today's my third Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's my third day at my new position. And it's cool, you feel me? At the end of the day, I don't want to be working for anybody. But it's cool though. And it's a lot to learn, but I'm just taking it one step at a time. I know other people that might be tripping, like, man, I'm not getting this down pat. I'm focusing on one thing at a time, man. Let me knock out this. Let me have this down pat, and then let's add on something else. It's like juggling. You feel me? Start off with just throwing one ball up, then two balls up, then three balls up, then four balls up, then five balls. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going at it like, and that's my process. And it's cool. It's a lot of like gathering documents for businesses to help them get their bread from Wells Fargo, which is, you already know, the sponsor, the one that sponsored, paid for this mic and did all that stuff. You feel me? Yeah. Shouts to the sponsors one time, man. But, oh, shoot, before I go any further, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe and follow your boy on social media, man. I got a lot of fitness stuff on there. I don't really do mix the pod in there as well because it's like this pod is for this, you feel me, for the pod. And my personal fitness and jokes and stuff like that is all through social media. So if you want, I guess, get in tune with me on a daily basis rather than just only the podcasts on that drop Tuesdays and Fridays. You know what I mean? Follow your boy on social media, man. I love to connect with you for real. But yeah, like I was saying, you know what I mean? The job, third day there, stuff is smooth. It's cool. And people talking about like 90 days to get it down pat or something like that. I'm like, man, I'm going to get this hoe down in like probably in like, I'll give myself like 3 weeks tops to like have everything like mastered out. You feel me? And that's my aim. That's my aim for it. And then, bro, I'm going to have to speak this out. You already know how the pod be, bro. Y'all really be in tune with my life. So I got this position, and it's a lateral move, which is, it's not like up the ladder. You know what I mean? It's not up the ladder move. It's a lateral. So it's basically like a sidestep. You feel me? But it's a sidestep in a different department of mortgage. How I did personal loans and residential and condos and apartment complex, stuff like that. Now this is different. This is business now, but small business, not like the big old corporate giants like Tesla or something like that. This is a small business. So with that is like the side that I'm learning, and it's cool and all that, but I need more bread, bro. I need more, especially with the goals that I got. I need more bread, bro. So my goal is I'm going to be in this position for like 3 months, right? Give myself 3 months. What is that? What's it? June, July, August, September. At the end of September, right? Pull my manager to the side like, hey, I'm going to need some more bread. But I'm not just going to say that. I'm going to present it to her as like a option in a way. You got to negotiate your deals, man. You're only as good as what you negotiate. You feel me? I've learned that. So I'm going to negotiate with her. I'm about to be like, hey, I've been at this for 3 months, been killing it, been doing my thing. Now, I would like a raise. But I would like to earn it. Let me continue to do my thing, continue to work hard and do my thing. And if I prove to you that I've earned it at the end of another 3 months, right? Then give me that raise. If not, I know I can get paid somewhere else, like Bank of America, Chase, and some other stuff for the stuff that I'm doing currently. So why would I stay? You feel what I'm saying? But the thing is, I don't really like moving like that, man. I don't like really doing stuff like that. And then again, I ain't really trying to chase the bread right now. I'm comfortable, but I'm not too comfortable not to move and leave. But I am comfortable in a sense. I don't want to go out there and like look and apply for like a Chase or something, because that's hiring from outside of the business when I know they like hiring inside the business, same as Wells Fargo. But on my end of things, I got the mortgage background, in which I've been doing it for a long time. You feel? So, yo, that's my move, man. So by the end of the year, your boy getting a raise or your boy's out of Wells Fargo. And I didn't want to leave the company until your boy's just like super well off, but guess I gotta do what I gotta do, what's best for me. You feel me? Sometimes everything don't go according to plan. And you don't plan to fail, you plan to succeed. And sometimes that succeed look a little different in God's view. At the end of the day, I'm gonna be successful. At the end of the day, I'm gonna be rich. So we're just gonna continue to push on forward. But yeah, yo, that's that. That was my day. Smooth, cool. Came here. Now I'm recording this pod. And how's y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all doing, man? You know, I always check in with y'all. Like, you got something going on with work. You got something going on with your car. You got something going on with, you know what I mean? Like, what's the move? What's the thing, man? How you and your spouse doing? Or your girlfriend, boyfriend, or your situation, you feel me? People in situations, complicated situations, man. Oh, shit. Bro, I almost fell out my chair. Damn, but we were trying to switch positions, like try to move a little bit in the chair, almost fell out of it, man. It's just crazy. See, that's what happens. But yo, let's tap into this news report. News report. Yo, so this woman swam for 26.2 2 miles in a mermaid fin. Bruh, you know how strong her legs are to be moving them together like that? Bruh, that's a marathon. Oh my goodness. And the previous record before that was 18.6 miles. Bro, she shattered that joint almost by 10 miles. Bro, that's wild. Damn. That's crazy. But hey, shouts to her though. She doing her thing. And let her continue to do her thing. Hey, you know how McDonald's pulled all their restaurants from Russia? Well, shoot, a Russia company came in and swooped in. You feel me? Basically bought it from them and bought it exactly how it is. But they just changed the logo up. You feel what I'm saying? And this joint is pretty goofy. But this is the name of the place. Tasty, and that's it. Bruh, that is so, like, non-clever, nigga. Like, that's so whack. Even the logo trash. Like, wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say about that. I think how they try and make a profit off of is McDonald's been there so long that people are already accustomed to going to that place for burgers and fries and stuff like that, right? So they're going to try to build off of that. And I think that's their whole, like, move. Because when you see them golden arches, man, you're like, you know what's up. You know what I mean? And I know where multiple McDonald's are right now, and I don't even go to them hoes. You feel me? Yo. Be like that, man. It be like that. Gas is stupid. And we ain't gonna get super into that, but just know gas is stupid, nigga. Over here filling up a gas tank in Phoenix for like 5:30. Was it like 5:30? Yeah, it was like 5:30 or something like that. But my little car, I used to be able to fill up my gas tank with like $2 or something like that. That's empty, bro. That's empty to full, like $42. Now a nigga paid like $60, nigga. It was like $61 or something like that. Like, nigga, damn, extra $20 up. You feel me? But it is what it is. Hey, yo, so real life Squid Game competition is coming for a TV reality. It's going to be on Netflix, of course, because Netflix got to get that bread. That would be dumb if they didn't. It's a series. And it's a record breaking. The winner get $4.56 million. Bruh, nigga getting breaded whoever wins that mug, man. And that's mad cool, too. Half of that's taxed, so at least you walk out that hole with $2 million. So that'll be cool. And they guys play different games, though, because, like, the suspense, you know what I mean? What's going to be the next game, whatever. Like, that needs to be in there. So I'm pretty sure they could play other games because that. And I don't know how they're going to really do it. Like, are you going to, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know. Like, I know they're not going to kill nobody, but, like, are you shoot them with a paintball gun or something? Like, because that's kind of like part of it as well. Or y'all just gonna have like a reality show, y'all just play little kid games and y'all win or whatever? Because I don't think that's gonna, like, I don't know, bring up the crazy ratings, you know what I mean? If it don't, like, resemble, like, the show that niggas really was rocking with, you feel me? And I don't know. Shoot, hopefully, bro, don't know what's going on with these niggas, man. I don't know what they plan on doing, what the move is or anything like that, but we'll see what's up. Hey, so one of the richest men, man, top five, Bill Gates, says NFTs are shames based on greater fool. That man's really not with the digital stuff. And it's weird because my man created one of the Apple, you feel, motherboard system, you know, Microsoft. Well, he helped or whatever it was. And he's against it, which is wild to me. Like, that's extremely wild. I thought my man would be like super with it, but he's not. And I know that's a little different. I thought he would be like one of the like top people. Like, probably got all the freaking bread. You feel me? But guess not. Yo, so crypto founders lose $114 billion. I can't really say that's bread because it's really not bread. It's like some other form of bread. I don't know how they equal out to that, but hey, we'll give it the money thing. And it's like stocks in a way, and that motherfucker tumble like crazy. Niggas lost that much. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of money, nigga. And Coinbase, you know, who's like the leading, I'm not gonna say they're the leading, but they up there, you feel me? So Coinbase is laying off 18% of workforces as that crypto shit went down bad. And 18%, woo. Yeah, that's bad, bro. That's hard. You remember when I was saying like El Salvador, talking about like if you buy a lot of like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and stuff like that, you can get like a dual citizenship over there. Man, that motherfucker ain't working for them right now. That movie ain't working from them. Bruh, it is not working, bro. Last year, El Salvador approved Bitcoin as legal, like bread, right? Trading. The nation has lost almost 56 million by gambling on the digital asset. Niggas was like, bruh. Oh man. It just, and like fighters too, right? We're like, because this is another thing, man. You gotta do your own research, bruh. Like, this is like real estate, stocks, especially when it comes to stocks, bro. You gotta do your own research, bro. I can't stress that enough, nigga. Let me give you some examples. Some UFC fighters, well, not UFC fighters, some MMA fighters change something about contracts and they want to get paid in like crypto. You know how stupid these niggas look right now? Nigga, y'all might as well just been fighting for pennies like you been. You would have had more money than freaking, oh yeah, half my deal is in Bitcoin, bruh. That's stupid. Just because at the time it was high and you thought it was going to get higher. Bruh. Stupid, bro. Because y'all ain't doing your own research. And your manager was probably like, yeah, man, this the way. But you got to do your own research, bro. So I know them niggas hurting, bro. These niggas hurting. Whoever put all their money into that, I know they just hurting bad, bro. And I'm happy I ain't these niggas, man. I am happy. I remember I was thinking back, like, man, I should have put money in there when it was at like 70,000 or something like that. I was like, man, I wish I would have put money in there, even at like 20,000. I was like, damn, I wish I would have put money in there. But, bruh, I look back, I'm so happy I didn't. So happy I didn't. So. God is good. God is great. But with this crypto, bro, so much stuff is going out, bro. It's like, it's just getting lower and lower and lower. And the funny thing and the wildest thing about it, that nigga Rick Ross said for these people to show him how they really got bread, like show him some real bread. That whole digital shit, at the end of the day, bro, show me some real bread in your bank account, or you purchased a freaking Ferrari yacht or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like really show it. But niggas couldn't. And right after that day, bro, that shit just start tumbling and tumbling and tumbling. And I'm down. Whew, I'm happy I'm not them. And speaking about that, we about to tap into what the episode's really about, man. I found this little documentary that we's going to educate, get educated a little bit with this crypto stuff, because truly, I don't know nothing about it, bro. All I can always say, and I always say this, man, it's just like stocks. Because it really is, bro. It's not like it's controlled, because they're saying like, oh, man, it's not controlled by the government or da-da-da or this and that. It's controlled by the people, bro. If it was really truly controlled by the people, it would really be out of here. You know what I mean? Like, cash wouldn't even make no sense to even have cash if it was really truly like that. But it's not, my guy. It's not. It's like stocks, nigga. Don't tell me it's like something different. No, bro. That's just like stocks. It's not like real estate and shit. Like, nah, nigga. It's like stocks. And that stuff you need to do your research on, because of what? Every single day is going up and down and all this other stuff. Like, you got to see who created it. And, bro, it's like stocks. But we are going to learn with each other a little bit, because there's so much to unpack, but we ain't going to unpack all that. We're going to play this video that says Washington attempt to reign in the crypto industry. So we're going to see how it goes, how it's made. So we're going to see what's up, man. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? Y'all ready to rock? Well, shoot, let's go and learn then.
What is a political reporter doing at the biggest Bitcoin conference in the world right now? Well, everyone from investors to athletes to politicians has come to hear about the future of digital currencies.
This huge crypto party took place a few weeks before one of the biggest crashes in Bitcoin's short history. But
yo, it's not the biggest crash. It's the ultimate crash. It is the biggest crash. So it's saying, like y'all heard, this happened before the crash happened. So I bet this motherfucker was packed out, because that motherfucker was like at like 60,000, 50,000, whatever. Now that hoe is, shoot, man, I'll look at it right now. Actually, shoot, let's try to find it. Bitcoin. Where's that value at? Yo, it's at 20. Yo, today alone, it's at 20,000. Bro, this motherfucker haven't been at 20,000. Oh my goodness. Bro, in five days, it has dropped 6,100. In a month, it dropped 9,900. In 6 months, it dropped 25,000. In year to date, it has dropped 27,000. Whoo, at 20,000 right now. We're gonna see what's up. All right, back to this.
Really, no one here was heading to their Bitcoin bunker yet. Back in April, around 20% of Americans owned or traded some kind of digital asset. The city of Miami made its own crypto and proposed paying city employees in Bitcoin. And New York's mayor took his first paycheck in the digital currency.
That nigga feeling stupid right now. Like, bruh, because at the time, because like I said, just like stocks, right? You buy it. So he said this year he got a paycheck for the first time, right? The mayor, the full check. That check is worthless right now. Nigga, you so under with that money. I mean, you worked for free. Dumb, nigga. Like, stoop, bruh. Nah, bruh. I need that bread. Don't pay me in stocks unless it's just going to be like an add-on bonus for no reason. Don't put my overtime in some stocks or Bitcoin. Nah, bruh. I need my bread. I need the whole thing and only in bread, nigga. I don't need it in no stocks, digital currency, NFTs, none of that digital shit. Nah, nigga, I need this shit real. Really in my hands, you feel me? I need it really in my hands so I can go get this stuff. And you know what I'm going to buy? I'm going to buy real estate. At the end of the day, I know this for a fact, nigga. Everybody need a place to live, bruh. And I ain't never going away, bruh. Never. So why don't I just stick to this that's like damn near permanent? You feel me? And I'm going to run it like this. Y'all do that stock shit if y'all want to. Sure, let's see who get to the mill first.
While the conference was more about partying than politicking,
Sal Money, how we feeling out there? Yeah.
There were strong libertarian vibes.
Bitcoin is the most honest market. It is telling us that the central banks are bankrupt.
All right, next. Where's my two?
One of the weekend's headliners was a Republican senator, Wyoming's Cynthia Lummis. She's someone who probably wouldn't get recognized in the halls of Congress, but here, she's a rock star for championing Bitcoin for years.
It's inspiring, not only for someone, again, of your caliber, but also as a woman. So thank you.
Thanks for saying
so. Thank you.
She was buying Bitcoin back in 2013, which in this industry makes her basically a pioneer. Lummis has been working on a crypto bill with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand that would finally give the unregulated market some regulations.
In our bill, we provide...
Yo, before she starts speaking, see, she's smart. I don't know how the hell she figured that out, but from 2013, that mean, bruh, she got stupid bread, bro. Like, and it's not like senators make like little bread. You know what I mean? A couple hundred thousand here and there, 200,000, 300,000, something like that. You know what I mean? So for her to put like, back then Bitcoin was like at like, it haven't hit like 1,000 yet. I don't think so. I don't remember, right? I don't recall. So she had to hit like, bro, she had stupid bread because she had that mug when it was at like 70,000, bro. Let's do some math real quick, bro. Let's just do some math real quick. You feel me? Let's say Bitcoin has a like 500, right? And let's say she can put at least 20,000 in there. You know what I mean? Divide by 500. So that's 40 of them hoes, right? Oh, shoot. My bad, bro. All right. So now we times that 40 by what is a max 70, right? This is light. You know what I mean? 2.8 million, bro. You feel me? That's her buying 40 of them hoes, man. I'm pretty sure she has way more than that. She definitely has way more than that. You feel me? So she's freaking up there, bro. At a point in time, she was hella up there. So, man, let's continue. Let's see what she got to say.
Or 100% hard asset backed institutions could issue stablecoins.
A big part of this regulation hinges on stablecoins, cryptocurrency that's pegged to other assets like the US dollar, hypothetically making them less volatile than a normal crypto.
Tell me about
about some of the specifics in that bill with Senator Gillibrand?
We had to start out with definitions, a clear set of definitions. So that's in there. We talk privacy, consumer protection, taxation, banking regulation, stable coins.
Do you think that Congress is keeping up with the innovation that we're seeing in the crypto industry?
Well, the answer is clearly no. I'm really tracking this, and even I can't keep up. It's happening so fast. Digital assets, and particularly Bitcoin, and its utility as a payment system is just beginning to bloom. And it's something I know very little about. It's something very few members of Congress and policymakers within the regulatory realm know very little about. So you're way ahead of us. The industry's way ahead of us.
There are a lot of crypto skeptics out there, people who look at this and say, this is all just a bunch of money that could evaporate one day. What do you say to the skeptics of the crypto and digital currencies?
Some of these could evaporate someday, quite frankly.
Isn't that scary? Shouldn't the government be protecting people from that?
Exactly. And that's what our legislation is set up to do. I am absolutely confident that Bitcoin is here to stay, that it is digital gold, that it's not going anywhere. But there are other cryptocurrencies that are scams. And so one of the things we want to do with our legislation is make sure that we have a regulatory framework that allows for consumer protection to help notify consumers which ones are not hardened and clearly commodities as others.
Just a couple weeks after the Miami conference, crypto crashed, and it was dragged down in large part by a stablecoin. As we mentioned before, some stablecoins are backed by real assets, for example, the US dollar. Other stablecoins, like US Terra, which was the main offender in the May collapse, are backed by an algorithm, which is like saying it's backed by nothing more than a promise of stability if everybody believes really hard that it is stable. Back in
Yo, see, that stablecoin stuff, never heard of that even term ever in my life, but that was something I would look into because it's backed up by bread, nigga. Like, it's bread. Like, there's no mistake in it. Like, this is exactly what it is. Not no freaking algorithm. Yo, we got to really believe in it. We got to go because, man, humans are fickle, man. They people, humans, like, man, when emotions is, people are real fickle, man, especially when your bills can't accept. Like, bro, put your electricity on, nigga. We need bread, bro. We need no digital asset. NFTs, none of that shit, nigga. We need your bread. So, we need the bread, man. So, let's get this bread. Oh. Man, I was like, nigga, who the hell knocking at my door, bruh? But it was what's some people called? Amazon driver freaking came and delivered. So almost got shot.
The Biden administration had issued an executive order telling federal agencies to research digital assets. And that work has fallen to people like Nelly Liang, the Undersecretary for Domestic Finance at the Treasury Department.
$1,200.
Yeah, I don't know what that $1,200 is for. But Biden is talking about doing that? Man, let's see. Hold on. Let me rewind it back a little bit. See what these people are talking about. Hold on.
The Undersecretary for Domestic Finance at the Treasury Department.
So the goal of the administration's approach is to harness the potential benefits of the technology of digital assets, while at the same time protecting investors and consumers and households and businesses in general, the economy, from the risks of digital assets.
Is this the wild, wild west right now? I mean, from a perspective of especially what we've seen in the last few weeks with
hundreds of millions, trillions of dollars being lost, kind of disappearing. How do you regulate that kind of market?
So I think digital assets broadly, and I want to distinguish them from stable coins, which might actually be used for payments, is a financial asset that carries risks. And so there are protections that can be put in place to disclose, you know, to prevent fraud and manipulation. You know, there's more to do on a regulatory framework.
Basically, Washington isn't sure where this whole crypto thing is going, and the government doesn't want to get in the way if crypto really does go on to revolutionize finance or the internet or achieve any of the other starry-eyed promises its backers have made. But it also says it wants to keep the little guys from getting hurt. Consumers are losing a lot on these cons, $1 billion in crypto fraud and scams since the start of 2021. Enter Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's working on her own bill.
What does that regulation look like for you?
Well, it's going to have multiple parts. Obviously, the first one, you know me, it's going to be about the consumer-facing part of this, that people don't get cheated, that there aren't pump and dumps going on, scams in the background that the consumer can't see, but that ultimately permits the consumer's pocket to be picked. Second one's going to be about the security of the financial system overall. We just saw this recently. When we saw one of these so-called stable coins just completely crater. But the third has got to be climate. Bitcoin mining is consuming more energy than the entire country of Sweden, the entire country of Finland, the entire country of Pakistan. And in consuming all that energy, partly what it's doing is it's putting more filth back into the air.
Do you see any kind of difference between something like a Bitcoin and other forms of cryptocurrencies, like a Dogecoin or something?
You know, I think that the better way to think about it is there are the so-called stable coins that claim to be one-on-one with dollars, and we've now learned not really, not stable. Then there are the Bitcoins and their knockoffs, for which there are many, and I'm sure they all have their own fans. And for those, it's the central problem is as they move around, again, you don't have consumer protection. But for me, it's not the particular innovation. I've long supported financial innovation. I'm not a defender of the banks, but I am a defender of consumers. I am a defender of security in the financial system.
Do you think cryptocurrency should be legal tender here in the US?
Dollars are legal tender because that means it's backed up by the United States government. That is the only legal tender. That's what the word means.
While Warren is still working on her bill, Lummis introduced hers at the beginning of June. It calls for a study on crypto mining's energy usage, proposes some new consumer protections, and yes, it would require stablecoins to be 100% backed by real assets. It would also allow the authority that already polices commodities to regulate most digital assets, too. It's the exact kind of regulation the industry has been wanting. And that's in part because the crypto rich aren't just buying yachts, they're buying political power. In 2021, the industry spent $9 million on lobbying. And from January 2021 to March 2022, political donations by people in the industry was $26.3 million, a figure larger than political giving from the big tech, pharmaceutical, or defense industries. Some of that money is going to candidates like Erica Rhodes, who ran a primary campaign against a 12-term California representative.
I'm going up against Congressman Brad Sherman, who's the antithesis of me and is very anti-Bitcoin.
She was in Miami for the conference, popping bottles at a campaign event with Andrew Yang. Rhodes had no government experience and ultimately lost pretty badly in her primary. But just like the crypto industry encourages you to make a lot of bets on random coins, it has the money to make bets on long shot political candidates who say the right things.
In terms of crypto policies and regulations, what are sort of some of your perspectives on it?
I think that Congress needs to learn first. I think that they need to take their time, do their due diligence, and really talk to people in this space and have thoughtful, meaningful conversations with the intention to understand before they're starting to do regulations and write policy and all that kind of stuff.
We're really just seeing the opening salvo to what could be a long fight to regulate the industry in Washington. And the more Erica Rhodes's they can get to DC, the more likely they are to get regulations they like.
Yo, that's wild, yo. That she got beat bad, but she still has hope and faith, and she can still fight with the currency world, you feel me? Not the currency world, because that's bread too. The digital currency world, you know what I mean? And the government's really getting in tune to this stuff, man. And I feel like, well, they said it too, they're not trying to get in the way, but you know how they're trying to be, man. They try to monitor it, see what's going on. Because just like trees, you feel me? They've been monitoring it. I'm pretty sure they know how many people got arrested from it. All that stuff, like, yo, if we can find a way to do this and blah, 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 at the expenses of what? Of lives, though. You feel me? But that's how government is, the biggest gang you know.
There's kind of an interesting trend that's emerged with cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in the last few years. Why do you think it is that conservatives have sort of championed cryptocurrencies?
Well, I find that interesting, too, because, you know, I do see it. Well, I'll put it this way. The conservative case for Bitcoin is it's the freedom aspect of it. It is decentralized. No government controls it. It is on the blockchain, and anybody can have a node that has the entire blockchain on it. So that's one of the reasons that conservatives like it. It can't be censored. Digital yuan is used in a way that the government disapproves, they can just turn off your digital wallet. That can never happen with Bitcoin. So the freedom aspects are very friendly to conservatives. For a progressive or liberal person, its use in unbanked communities, people who don't trust banks, or have not been able to utilize banking because of the extremely high fees and because of the difficulty being recognized as a worthy investment. Bitcoin is a fabulous alternative.
Care to name names of what you think might be a scam?
Do you really think Dogecoin is going to be around in 5 years? Now, maybe it's possible, but it's possible that it won't.
Should you be creating?
Damn, bro. Shots fired at Elon Musk. Shots. Damn. And then Elon Musk is in the news, man. I don't really know exactly what it is for, but they are trying to sue this nigga whole freaking life, nigga. I'm talking about SpaceX, Tesla. What's the other one? SpaceX. Tesla, he don't got Twitter under his belt yet. Damn, what else? He has something else. Yeah, they're trying to go for this nigga neck, bruh. They said he was in a scam. You know how, like, what's that thing called? Like a pyramid scheme in a way. It's like a scheme, man. It's like a scam. That's what they said he did for Dogecoin. How he'll say, man, on this day, he used 420 as it, as like a hype thing, like a lot of things, you feel me? And then nigga, a lot of people bought into it. A lot of people lost a lot of bread. So they're saying it's a scam now. So it's like kind of going down. So then this girl just said it right here. I'm just like, oh, snap. Wild. Hey, I invest my money into that. No, not me.
Legislation and crafting legislation around cryptocurrencies when you own so much crypto and you have a lot to gain from it?
You know, the answer is yes, because I do have a conversant comfort level with it. And yet I only have 5 Bitcoin and I can put them in a blind trust.
But are they in a blind trust right now?
You know, I don't hold the keys to them.
Oh, I see.
You know what they say, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. It's yet another relic of fiat currency that people would think you would need a blind trust, because they don't understand that if you don't hold the keys, they're really not my Bitcoin. I can't access them. The people who hold my keys can access them. But
you disclose them as assets, right?
I disclose them as assets that I hold. My next step is just going to be to put them in a trust, because the question you just have keeps coming up over and over and over.
One of the arguments that I hear from crypto fans, people who support using cryptocurrencies, is that it allows people in places where maybe they wouldn't have traditional access to a bank or to loans and credit, or they live in an authoritarian country where the government really does oversee all of the financial institutions, that it gives those people options. It gives them some sort of flexibility in their finances. Do you think there's any sort of merit to that argument? Are there upsides to crypto?
So understand this. If you're going to ask me to defend the big banks and how many of them have treated their customers, find somebody else, because it's not me. I think that the large financial institutions have failed customers, both here in the United States and abroad, and particularly, by the way, in cross-border transactions. I think they've kept fees high and they've locked people out of the system. But in order for crypto to pick that up, you've got to have some protection for the people who are using it. And I'll just pick up on the one example you use. I understand in an authoritarian country, the banks may be under the thumb of the government. The government may be watching every step the banks take. You certain they're not watching every step that the crypto traders take? That they're not right in the heart of those platforms? Right now, there's no way to know who's on the inside and tracking these transactions. So I want to see a lot better transactions helping consumers, inviting more consumers in, but that's got to come with some basic protection.
Would you use cryptocurrencies as a fundraising tool for a political campaign?
I don't. No.
Would you in the future?
No. I mean, I guess the way to say it is, I think it's very important that financial regulators of any kind, including the oversight work we do in Congress, that we not be invested in particular financial products for which we're obligated to make policy. I don't want anybody ever to doubt that when folks in the Senate or the House pass legislation, that they're doing it to line their own pockets rather than they're doing it because they think it's what's best for the system. And by the way, we have pending legislation on that. I have a bill called Stock Act that just says that individual senators and people in the House cannot buy, sell, or trade. They cannot own individual stocks. They need to be in index funds, in mutual funds. And I think that's just an important line to maintain.
Damn.
Michael Learmonth.
That was it, bro. That was very informational, bro. Packed with a lot of information, man. Packed with a lot. After that, like, do you guys think y'all gonna buy some Bitcoin? Y'all gonna buy some type of currency? Or are y'all about to just chill off of that? How y'all feeling? Because I'm still not going to be rocking with it. Keep that shit all the way 100 with you. It's not for me. You feel? It's not for me. What's for me is real estate. And that's how we're moving and that's how we're rocking. Hey, man. I appreciate y'all for being here with your boy. Vibing here with your boy. Helping your boy move forward, go forward. And this podcast is really dear to me. We'll continue to go. Episode 34. And we out.